Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. I am your host. I am your brother. I am your man of God. Ron, how are you on today? Have a very, very, very special episode today for you guys. Freedom, true freedom. True freedom. Yeah, I'm jumping right into it. You know, true freedom comes through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Be clear. Be clear. And this isn't a necessarily a religious act. This is rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded in our faith, in our reverence, and in our love for Christ, who did something for all of humanity that truly, truly, as believers, we must understand what he did and why. And what that gives you and I each day. But how are you guys? How are you? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm back with another video. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. But yes, so this is definitely a theme and a profound theme throughout our faith and in our Bible, the Word of God. And it emphasizes liberation from sin, spiritual bondage, and the enabling power of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So first we must understand sin and its consequences, right? We must understand what we have been set free from. Hallelujah. So sin is defined in the Bible as any action, thought. Ooh, that's big. Ooh, we thought. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Thought or attitude that opposes God's will. Right? Romans 3:23 tells us, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Now, this sin leads to spiritual death and separation from God. Ooh, Jesus. You know, the thought, some of us, we didn't even understand. I didn't even understand that your mind, your thoughts, how you think could make you an enemy of God. Oh, Jesus. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Not just the action, but the thought. And it says here, your attitude. Ooh-wee, some of y'all, come on now. Let's talk about it. Some of us, we, you know. And this is to help. To help us understand, right? Understanding. Understanding. Hallelujah. Give us the understanding of Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But some of us, our thoughts go against the will of God. He said you are a conqueror. Told you to love your neighbor. You know, and I never, ever, ever, and if I do, please, brothers and sisters, I stand corrected and I repent before our Heavenly Father. But if I ever, ever come off as if or have said anything that is or doesn't align with the character. The character of our Lord Jesus, then forgive me. But we gotta, we have to be truthful to ourselves. We have to be truthful. We have to be truthful. We have to humble ourselves. Thank you, Lord. We have to humble ourselves because we, you know, we begin to operate in disobedience. You know, my mind was so filled because it was filled with booze and worldly things and people pleasing and all types of other things, you know. What they would call trauma or CTE, or which is very, very real, very, very real. But man, to be broken free, Jesus, only he can. So when we understand what sin is, when we understand how, in his word, he tells us we all have sinned and fall short of the glory, right? Jesus is our access, our redemption, our new life, he's our redeemer. Hallelujah. So the need for redemption, right? So once we recognize our sinful nature, once we recognize that our sinful nature leads us to understand our need for redemption, because we cannot break free from sin, guys. We cannot break free from sin or any type of bondage through our efforts. Trust me, I've tried. I've tried. And ooh-wee, it just left me, in a place crying out, which is good, which is great, because I had to not only humble myself, but I had to cry out to the Lord, help me, help me, help me. I can't do this no more. You know, these thoughts, the past, the hurt, all those things, they only pointed me to alcohol and drugs and, you know, just pushed me further and further away from him. And when I realized that, he was always there. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah. But we can't break this, guys. We can't off our effort alone. We can't. Now the law reveals our shortcomings. Romans 7:7-12. It demonstrates our inability to achieve righteousness on our own. There's no way. There's no way. You cannot achieve righteousness on your own. Our Father counts you as filthy rags, but when you accept Jesus in your heart, in your life, you realize that he dwells in you, only then is when he is the, my brother Tom said it in his post, only he is the stain remover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. man, hallelujah. He is, because, you know, there's been such a circus. I'll say it's just been a lot of mocking. Don't mock God. Don't mock. Don't mock God. Don't play. Do not play. Do not play with him. But Jesus is our source of true freedom. In John 8:36, Jesus states and says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Hallelujah. See, through his death and resurrection, Jesus provided the ultimate solution to the power of sin. So he took our sins on the cross, hallelujah, and triumphed over death. And this gave us, it granted us forgiveness and access to a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Whoa. What does that mean? That means you're able to communicate and have relations with our Heavenly Father, which means you can speak to him, he speaks to you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. So, according to Romans 6:6-7, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body, which is ruled by sin, might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin." Hallelujah. So, this means that believers, through faith in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we are no longer bound by sin. So his resurrection gives power to live righteously. Hallelujah. Ooh, I hope this is the message is being received here. I hope the message is being received here. Just sit with that. Sit with that. So when he died, hallelujah, when he took our sins to the cross, it died there, so that we could live righteously, upright with the Father. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for your grace. So now this is why the role of the Holy Spirit, our comforter, oh Jesus, oh Lord, who is the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. So after accepting Christ, believers, we receive the Holy Spirit. And this is who empowers us to live in freedom. Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So the Holy Spirit transforms our hearts and minds, enabling us to overcome sinful desires and produce the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, help me. So living in true freedom, it's not just the absence of sin. Be clear. It's not the absence of sin, but the presence of a new life in Christ, which gives us the ability to resist the temptations of sin. Because again, it's not us. We can't do it. You know how many times I tried to stop smoking cigarettes? Oh Lord. And the hard part about it was like everybody I knew was smoking or drinking or something. So it was before I, you know, when I was earlier on in my walk with him, especially when being delivered from nicotine, I kept going back because I was trying to do it on my strength. I tried to do it. I thought I could do it. I thought I could go to, you know, the bar and not drink and smoke again. I thought I couldn't do it. But what he begins to do is I didn't have a need and want to go to the bar anymore. But if I was around friends and family or whoever, I was there for them and not for that. So he then was able to take that earthly desire, that want to fit in, that want to people please, that want to, you know, indulge in those things. And once he took it, it's like now I can go wherever, you know. I can go wherever, which I don't anymore. I don't care to, you know. The closest thing is I you know, when me and the wife go out on our dates, you know, we, you know. But he did that. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. So, as believers, we are called to walk in obedience, love, and service. Romans 12:1-2. And this freedom allows us to live in harmony with God's purpose. Reflecting his love and grace to the world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important, guys. It's important, you know, to eat his word. To eat his word. Uh-oh, there go Nathan. There go Nathan. My apologies, Nathan. He needed me. But yes, that's why it's important, guys. That's why it's important that we consume his word daily. Man cannot live by bread alone. Hallelujah. Because, you know, to renew the mind, and this is something that me and my wife are speaking about, because that's been our process, is getting rid of old programs, right? Old programs, the old man. But it starts in your mind. It's a lot of habitual things that you've done over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And if you're not consuming the word of God, how are you? Faith comes by hearing, by hearing, by hearing. But if you're not reading his word, if you're not ingesting it, how can you be transformed? Like, think about that, right? So, true freedom through Jesus Christ is a gift that breaks the chains of sin and offers a life filled with hope, purpose, and joy. Don't get me wrong, guys. It's an ongoing journey of faith. This faith walk is, when you feel like you've arrived, then you you're in the wrong place. Hallelujah. You know, and empowerment, though, empowerment by the Holy Spirit and a continual reliance on God's grace. So through Christ, we find not only freedom from sin, but also the ability to live fully and abundantly in him. That's my time, guys. I hope that this message has reached those, and those are hearers, those who have ears. Hallelujah. So let me pray us out, and then I'm going to let you guys get into your day this on this beautiful Tuesday. I don't know what the weather's like where you guys are, but here in Georgia, it was a little cold, but now we up in the high 60s. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heart full of gratitude for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the love you have shown by sending him to bear our sins and provide us redemption. We acknowledge that we have sinned and have fallen short of your glory. We confess our shortcomings and ask for your forgiveness. Lord, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came to set us free. Thank you for the victory he achieved over sin and death through his death and resurrection. We receive this gift of freedom, and we choose to lay down our burdens at the foot of the cross. Help us to fully understand that we no longer are slaves to sin, for we have been crucified with you, Lord. And our old self is gone. Holy Spirit, we invite you to fill our hearts and guide our steps. Empower us to live a life that reflects your love and grace. Help us to walk in obedience and bear fruit in our lives that honors you. Teach us how to live in the freedom that you have provided. a freedom that brings joy, peace, and purpose. Lord, we surrender our will to you and ask for strength to overcome any temptation that may come our way. Shield us from the lies of the enemy who seeks to pull us back into bondage. Instead, remind us of the truth found in your word, that in Christ we are a new creation and have been set free. Thank you for the hope and assurance that we are never alone on this journey. We trust in your promise that you will be with us always. Guide us as we seek to live a life that glorifies you, and help us to share this message of true freedom with others. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, guys, go. Share the good news. Share the good news. Share your testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys have a blessed day. Know that I love you. Know that I love you. But Jesus loves you more. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. I am your man of God, your brother, Ron. Run after the things of God. And I shall see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.